Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. I'm Jesse Steele. Today is November 9th. Two big stories of the day. The first one, of course, being Inyo County Sheriff Jeff Hollowell announces his retirement effective December 15th, 2021. That comes just 2 years after Hollowell was sworn in January 7th, 2019. That's pretty much all we know. He announced it at the Inyo County Supervisors Board meeting this morning. When we have more information, I'll let you know what's going on. Second bit of information around the old cop shop is Bishop Police Department Officer Brian Hohenstein promoted to the rank of Police Sergeant. Chief Stanridge would like to announce the promotion of Officer Brian Hohenstein to the rank of Police Sergeant. Sergeant Hohenstein began his law enforcement career in 2008 with the Inyo County Sheriff's Office. During his time with the Inyo County Sheriff's Office, Sergeant Hohenstein served as a correctional deputy, bailiff, court transportation, patrol deputy, and member of search and rescue. Sergeant Hohenstein came to the Bishop Police Department in 2015. Since coming to the Bishop Police Department, Sergeant Hohenstein has served as field training officer, assistant fleet manager, range instructor, and patrol officer. In addition, he is assigned to the Joint Special Enforcement Detail, SED. Sergeant Hohenstein has an Associate of Science degree in Criminal Justice from California Coast University. He's currently working towards a Bachelor of Science degree. Sergeant Hohenstein was selected in 2019 as the Eastern Sierra Peace Officers Association Officer of the Year. Sergeant Hohenstein has been married to his wife for 15 years, and they have two children. Please take this opportunity to congratulate Sergeant Hohenstein and thank him for his service to this outstanding community by leaving a comment at easternsierranow.com or on our Instagram page. Little sports news. Head coach Arnie Palu for the Bishop Broncos varsity football team got out the stats for the game. He says, sorry for the delay. This was a hard film to go back and watch. I bet. The Bishop Broncos took the lead 14-10 with 4:06 to play in the game on a touchdown pass from Jacob Redman to Kane Omohundro. Tehachapi returned the ensuing kickoff for a touchdown, taking the lead back for good. Senior quarterback Jacob Redman threw for over 200 yards and a pair of touchdowns. Kane Omohundro and Walker Roast Cougar had touchdown receptions. Kennedy Batchelder had 11 solo tackles to lead the defensive effort. Following a long Bronco tradition, the seniors were saluted following their final game. Seniors on this year's team include Kennedy Batchelder, Uriah Benali, Hayden Brooks, Tristan Cooper, Jake Frigerio, Hector Martinez, Colt Madison, Zach Maharo, Joseph Morales, Shane Norris, Joseph Redow, Jacob Redman, Walker Roast Kruger, Andrew Steedle, and Austin Van Nest. The final score being 28-14. What a heartbreaker. For more information about Bishop Union Boys Varsity Football can be found at Bishop Union Boys Varsity Football 21-22 on maxpreps.com. The link is at Eastern Sierra Now. And remember, every football home game was filmed and recorded and put on our YouTube channel at easternsierranow.com. You can go back and watch them as much as you'd like. Work on the North Sherwin Shoulders Project will suspend for the winter season beginning tomorrow, November 9th. All lanes on this stretch of U.S. Highway 395 on Sherwin Grade will remain open. During the winter work stoppage, drivers will have access to all four lanes of U.S. Highway 395 through the project area. Southbound bicyclists are still encouraged to use Lower Rock Creek Road as an alternate route because the width of the shoulder can be as narrow as 2 feet. Northbound bicyclists can use the current 4 to 10 foot shoulder. K-Rail will remain in some places as a substitute for guardrail. The speed limit will increase to 65 miles per hour through the project area. Work is scheduled to resume after May 15th, 2022. Follow us for the latest information on Facebook, Caltrans District 9, and Twitter at Caltrans 9, or email us at d9publicinfo@dot.ca.gov to assist in planning your commute. View live traffic conditions using QuickMap. That is quickmap.dot.ca.gov. All of these links will be at Eastern Sierra Now, by the way. For those with sensory disabilities requiring alternate formats, Braille, large print, sign language, interpreter, etc., and those needing information in a language other than English, please contact Bob Gossman at 760-874-8332 or TTY711. It gives me a lot of questions on that last little bit there. This could be because I'm a comedian. But for those with sensory disabilities requiring Braille, I'm not sure you should be planning your car trip. I guess if you're planning for somebody else, but maybe there's a solid chance you shouldn't be driving. Yeah, I don't know. Clearly it's for somebody else. Okay. Before we get into the last story of the day, I want to talk about Giovanni's Pizza. There's not much else you have to say. Giovanni's Pizza is awesome. That's pretty much the entire commercial right there. You just have to say Giovanni's Pizza, and people are going to go, oh, pizza. Can I get sued for doing a terrible Homer Simpson impression? I hope not. Anyway, Giovanni's Pizza, Mammoth Lakes. You need to head up there. Aside from the fact that their pizza is magnificent, there's beer, chicken wings, everything you can imagine from that type of restaurant. There's different Italian dishes that are magnifique. You need to get there and just do it. So head up to Giovanni's Pizza. It is in the Vons Shopping Center. It is one of the best experiences you will have. And when you get there, tell them Jesse sent you. Okay, the last story of the day is quite a big deal. And again, if you disagree with anything I'm saying or have a different viewpoint, I want you to comment on this story and let me know, because it would be very good to open up a line of dialogue about this, because I'm pretty sure I'm 100% right, but most everybody's 100% right all the time in their own minds. Though widely contested, Coeur Mining begins drilling as soon as Tuesday, November 16th in Long Valley. Work planned to begin on Long Valley Exploration, drilling project. The Inyo National Forest announces that work on the Long Valley Exploration Drilling Project is expected to begin next week. The forest has received notification from the project proponent Coeur, that's K-O-R-E, Mining Limited, of their intent to begin exploratory drilling as early as next Tuesday, November 16th, 2021. The public should expect that heavy equipment, including a drill rig, will be on the roads near Whitmore Hot Springs and Antelope Springs Road. The project is approved based upon the proposed plan of operations submitted by Coeur Mining Limited. That is for mineral exploration only. An application has not been submitted or proposed for mineral extraction or mining. On October 21st, several organizations filed a complaint in the United States District Court for the Eastern District of California challenging the project. The case number is 2:21-CV-01955A. This topic has been widely contested. Multiple endangered species live in this area and will be disrupted. Another major complaint is the destruction and lack of accountability caused by strip mining by a foreign company. Coeur is a Canadian company and therefore don't have to play by our rules in a lot of ways. What they take, they get to keep, and they can just bolt with and not have to worry about paying us anything that they take from our land. That's the biggest reason why I have a massive problem with this, aside from the fact that there's endangered wildlife there. And what we sell here in the Eastern Sierra is pristine views for tourism. So if one of the most pristine areas we have is going to be completely turned into a giant mine full of chemicals and everything else that's nasty, I cannot imagine how the Forest Service, who are supposed to be the steward of the land, is okay with this. I'm sure there's a lot of ways of why that snuck on through, but I'm not about to say it because I'm technically a reporter and that'll get me in trouble. But I would like to know what other people think about this. Many believe the Forest Service is being negligent in their duties as protector and steward of the land in allowing Coeur Mining to move forward with this project. One such person is Hot Creek Ranch manager Kevin Peterson.
And I can't believe that Forest Service has allowed this to happen on so many levels. I'm really worried about our water pollution. Where are they going to get the water to do their drilling in the first place? What's it going to do to our water tables that are already, you know, after all the drought years, are already in peril? Not to mention the wildlife and all of the disturbance that it's going to cause. And if they do find gold and are able to sell, if they find enough gold to be able to sell it to a mining company, the plan, if the Forest Service lets them do that, they're talking about 220 tons of ore taken out daily in an open pit leach mine, which would be absolutely disastrous to this entire area. They talk about, you know, money and economy and workers, you know, employment. That's a bunch of hooey, as in this is a Canadian company. And guess who they're going to bring in to work? Not us, not locals. They're going to bring in a bunch of Canadian folks who I'm sure are wonderful people. But it's not going to help our economy at all. If anything, it's going to hurt it. It's going to hurt our tourism. A beautiful, quiet, peaceful place to fly fish will become a noisy, dusty, industrial environment.
Well, Kevin, I agree with you completely, but let's see what everybody else says. Comment on this story. Let's get a conversation going, would you? Eastern Sierra Now, we'll stay on top of this and have more from Kevin Peterson later this week. One last reminder before we go is that tomorrow is longtime Bishop legend and bakery owner Eric Schott's funeral. It'll be held tomorrow at the Tri-County Fairgrounds in Bishop at 11 a.m. The service will conclude with a procession down Main Street to the East Line Street Cemetery. Eric requested that anyone that should like to come to his funeral please wear white. So that's a sad day. He was a good guy. Okay, well that does it. I'm Jesse Steele. Today's November 9th. This is Eastern Sierra Now, and we will catch you tomorrow.